Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 3rd, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thoughts for the day. Open mind. To get sober and to stay sober, all you really need is a truly open mind. Just resign from the debating society and quit bothering yourself with such deep questions as whether it was the hen or the egg that came first. Again, I say, all you need is the open mind. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 26. Thought to consider. Minds are like parachutes. They won't work unless they're open. Acronyms. ABC. Accept, belief, change. Just for today, publicity from the Three Legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous. Meanwhile, a great tide of public approval, stimulated by AA's friends of press, radio, and in recent times television, began to sweep in upon us, and it has never ceased. Each month, a clipping service feeds our headquarters scrapbooks with a very large amount of material. Writers constantly ask headquarters to check their manuscripts. AA members are helped to appear anonymously on radio and TV programs. The making of arrangements for publicity has become a constantly increasing activity of our AA office. How many lives have been saved? How many years of misery have thus been averted for thousands of alcoholics and their families? Only God knows. Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age, pages 206 and 207. Daily Reflections. Accepting Our Humanness. We finally saw that the inventory should be ours, not the other man's. So we admitted our wrongs honestly and became willing to set these matters straight. As Bill Sees It, page 222. Why is it that the alcoholic is so unwilling to accept responsibility? I used to drink because of the things that other people did to me. Once I came to AA, I was told to look at where I had been wrong. What did I have to do with all these different matters? When I simply accepted that I had a part in them, I was able to put it on paper and see it for what it was, humanness. I am not expected to be perfect. I have made errors before, and I will make them again. To be honest about them allows me to accept them, and myself, and those with whom I had the differences. From there, recovery is just a short distance ahead. As Bill Sees It, Atmosphere of Grace. Those of us who have come to make a regular use of prayer would no more do without it than we would refuse air, food, or sunshine, and for the same reason. When we refuse air, light, or food, the body suffers. When we turn away from meditation and prayer, we likewise deprive our minds, our emotions, and our intuitions of vitally needed support. As the body can fail its purpose for lack of nourishment, so can the soul. We all need the light of God's reality, the nourishment of His strength, and the atmosphere of His grace. To an amazing extent, the facts of AA life confirm this ageless truth. 12 and 12, pages 97 and 98. Big Book quote. We, in our turn, sought the same escape with all the desperation of drowning men. What seemed at first a flimsy reed has proved to be the loving and powerful hand of God. A new life has been given us, or, if you prefer, a design for living that really works. Alcoholics Anonymous, There Is a Solution, page 28. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. When I was drinking, I was absolutely selfish. I thought of myself first, last, and always. The universe revolved around me at the center. When I woke up in the morning with a hangover, my only thought was how terrible I felt and about what I could do to make myself feel better. And the only thing I could think of was more liquor. To quit was impossible. I couldn't see beyond myself and my own need for another drink. Can I now look out and beyond my own selfishness? Meditation for the day. Remember that the first quality of greatness is service. In a way, God is the greatest servant of all. because he is always waiting for us to call upon him to help us in a good endeavor. His strength is always available to us, but we must ask it of him through our own free will. It is a free gift, but we must sincerely seek for it. A life of service is the finest life we can live. We are here on earth to serve others. That's the beginning and the end of our real worth. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may cooperate with God in all things. I pray that I may serve God and others and so lead a useful and happy life. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. My name's Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.